right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Vinny Presents. I'm your host, Vinny from South Philly, and our guest today is from right over the puddle in South Jersey. Is a young man I discovered on the boardwalks of Ocean City, New Jersey, and I really enjoyed his music, so did my family, and we talked since then, and I wanted to bring him on. So let me introduce Brian Wilbur. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Vinny. Thank you so much. It's an absolute honor and pleasure to be here, and just a wonderful opportunity, and hope I can answer all of your questions, and yeah.
Well, listen, if you can't answer me, take the fifth. It's no problem.
Yeah, exactly. We plead the fifth, right?
Brian, so again, we mentioned that you play a lot in South Jersey.
Yes, sir.
And is that where you're based in Jersey, basically, right?
Yeah, I'm from Egg Harbor Township, so I play in the general Atlantic City, Ocean City area down here. Summertime, of course, as Vinny said, y'all can catch me on the boardwalk in Ocean City. But right now, I also do play at the Firewater Saloon in Tropicana. That's in the Marketplace section downstairs, Tropicana. And I usually play there right now on Sunday nights. Sometimes it does change. I encourage you to follow my social media. That's where I usually post when and where I'm playing. You can also get there, www.brianwilbertmusic.com. But anyway, yeah, so right now, Ocean City, Firewater Saloon, and sometimes other places in the South Jersey area. I have also played in Central and North Jersey in the past. I've also played at one or two places in Philly. It's been a little while, though, but, you know, I'm definitely open to those types of things. Contact me, let me know. But yeah, basically, South Jersey is where I'm at. So, yep.
Well, when we, again, we were just walking by and we listened to you, and I really enjoyed it. And what I love about the shore, you know, whatever shore in South Jersey particularly, is that there's still great performers that are there that are just, you know, kind of grinding it out and working for tips on the boardwalk. But there's some really good talent out there, and it's a lot of fun and it's really enjoyable. What got you started doing that?
You know, it's really interesting. I'm not even exactly sure what prompted me to do it. You know, my family encouraged me a little bit, said, hey, you know, give this a try. And I'll never forget, you know, summer of 2016, I had all but a little toy keyboard with six AA batteries in it. And I go up there and somehow I made it work. And, you know, people liked it. And so I continued doing it. And then over the years, you know, I upgraded the equipment and slowly got better and better keyboards and, you know, improved the sound. And now, you know, now I sort of do it, I guess you could call it semi-professionally up there. I'm still playing for tips, of course, but, semi-professionally, you know, and now I am playing for tips. There is talk of me possibly being hired by the city this year. So that's in the conversation. It's being talked about. It is not definite yet. But we will see how that goes. Follow me on social media again. You'll definitely know about all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so summer 2016 is when I started on the boardwalk, right in the middle of high school. And then and I've been doing it ever since, and I love it. I love the community, I love the families. And for me, it's not just about the tips. It really is about the community, because you know, I've played a lot of different places, and I could tell you, there's just nothing like, you know, being out in the open air and getting to meet new people all the time. That's what I love about the boardwalk. You know, it's a constant stream of new people, new faces all the time. And there's always something exciting about that. You know, there's an energy in the air. People are happy. They're on vacation. It's just, it's a great, you know, they call it America's greatest family resort. And I stand by their motto 100%. It really is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, we've been going there since, I guess, 2012 or 13 with the family. And I mean, I was there years ago, even when I was younger. But I mean, I just discovered a place that is, as you said, a very pleasant community of people, very family friendly, very calm, happy place. And it's
absolutely,
it's a little slice of heaven. And I hope it stays that way. But
I hope so, too. You never
I look
know,
forward
right?
to it. I literally in the cold, ugly months of winter, the only thing that gives me a little bit of hope is thinking about Ocean City, saying, okay, well, you know, in 6 months we'll be there.
That's right.
And it is.
And meanwhile, all of us musicians, we are learning new music and recording and doing all the other background stuff. We're all getting ready. I'll tell you, the last couple months I've been doing all the branding stuff, updating the website and got all new business cards, all new stuff, and we're all just getting ready for the summer down here. So it's sort of like what happens in the springtime. It's like this is our big, work time, if you will, to really get ready and prepare and everyone's always excited for it. It's the biggest time of the year down here at the shore, as I'm sure you can imagine, and we're always super excited for it, myself especially.
And I guess many of us take that for granted. We don't see what happens during the off season where you guys are preparing
Lot
and
of things
planning.
happen. A
Yeah.
lot of things.
And it's a delightful thing. And I'm sure, I mean, I put myself in your shoes. It's always great to see the little kids that are dancing and enjoying your music.
Always. It's just, oh gosh, that's the best feeling in the world. Some little kid dances, or even a couple that enjoys an older song, whatever it is. It's just awesome. And seeing them, finding joy through music, and it's just a beautiful thing. That's an understatement, really.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you can identify. It's definitely I always say it's like a spiritual experience, and it's really it really helps people. I mean, it's amazing the magic of music, how it can really uplift you in the blink of an eye, a song
Yes,
comes
sir.
on, and you're happy.
Yep.
Now, let's go back. So now you were in high school. I'm guessing maybe like what, 15, 16?
I was, let me see, 2016. I was 17 then. I was a junior.
And did you just what gave you the idea? Did someone say something, say, hey, why don't you try going on, the boardwalk in Ocean City? What
I
actually
think it was my mom. I think it was my family who suggested, hey, try this. And back then there was no such thing as a permit. So, you just did it. You just went up there and did it. And then of course, I think it was like the next year or the year after, something like that, the laws began to take effect, which I do think there is good to it. I'm not going to comment too much on the program, but it definitely has changed over the years. I've been doing it now. This will be summer number nine, I believe. And it just it has changed, but overall, it's still the boardwalk. That fact will not change. And the community, we hope that never changes. It's just beautiful. But I to answer your question, I think it was my mom who suggested, hey, why don't you take a keyboard up there? So we went. It was like the middle of the summer, middle late summer, July, something like that. And I just took a little toy keyboard on a, cheap keyboard stand and sat on a boardwalk bench, and that was it. Did that. Didn't have a microphone, didn't have anything. And
How was that first experience like?
it was exhilarating. And as I said earlier, I emphasized that, it's not always about the tips, right? I think I made a grand total of like $28 or something tiny like that. And it was still just thrilling. The fact that I actually did that, like someone was kind enough to come over and say, not only say, hey, you're awesome, but to put something, it was just awesome. But again, for me now, having been done it for so many years, it's really more about the community, and that's what I love most.
Have you made any friendships or like connections with businesses or people down there, other singers?
Absolutely. And I think that's, if not just for the community, I think that's the next best part, because I get to talk to so many business owners, managers, and I get people ask me all the time, when are you playing in front of our store? When are you going? I tell them, I'm like, I'll try to get a spot. I'll do the best I can do. But Curly Fries are great. I know them. Three Bros Pizza, Preps, Manco's. It was really fun. Last summer, my sister was a manager at Manco's, so I would play across from there and be like, hey, go. I would sing Piano Man by Billy Joel, right? And they always talk, he talks about the manager gives me a smile, and I would like scream it at the top of my lungs and point over there and be like, "Hey, go see my sister, you know, go get a piece of pizza, you know." And I love to promote the businesses too, you know. I'll always say something like, "Hey, go check out the t-shirts at the t-shirt factory," you know, something like that. And you know, it's so nice. And oftentimes they'll come over, they'll give me something, or they'll just say hi, or you know, I had a couple pizza places once bring me a whole pie out. I'm like, "No, I don't need all that," but you know, they did anyway. That was so nice of them.
That was very nice, yeah.
Yeah, so
That's a
you
hot
know,
spot.
just an awesome relationship with the businesses, and I found that they're incredibly friendly, and I love to work alongside them, and hey, if I can help them, you know, by playing music, then it's a joy to do it. It's an absolute joy to do it.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, I feel the same way as far as having people like yourself on my program because I feel like we it's great to support other people and everybody's in it together, and it's a beautiful thing when you just want to help each other.
Yes,
But speaking
sir.
of Mancos, that's a hot spot right there. That's a very busy spot right there, right in front of Mancos.
Yeah, well, and there's a couple different mangoes. I think the one I played most often actually was one of the smaller ones, like the 8th Street one. That's where I played across most of the time. But even the 9th Street, they're all good. And you know, my sister, she's worked at all of them, so they're all good. Great staff, great people there. So,
Oh man, I don't know what it is. I've been to a lot of places. I'm not bragging, but I mean, I've lived in a lot of different places and originally South Philly, of course, but I mean, lived in LA, lived in Italy, lived in, but for some reason, Ocean City has a very, like, very, very, a precious part of my heart, man. I love Ocean City. I always say it's my happy place.
yeah, well, I think there's a lot of people who say that, right? Isn't there like a I think there's like a Facebook group called Ocean City, My Happy Place, or something like that.
I said even before the group, but I mean, there you go. Everybody's on the same wavelength. All right, so take us through. Here you are, you're a young guy, you know, just playing with the, as you said, toy piano or keyboard,
How do we get to where I'm at now?
and then you start to play Tropicana. How does that happen?
Yeah, so last summer, the very end of the summer, it was like August 31st, no less, or somewhere around there. I think it was my first official performance. And the week before, I somebody, my mom's good friend, saw a billboard on the expressway heading into Atlantic City that oh, musicians wanted at, you know, Firewater Saloon. And you know, we had no idea what this place was, so we look it up, right? And sure enough, they wanted musicians. So I called in there. I was like, "Hey, you know, I'm a musician." And what I decided to do was offer them, you know, basically 1 free hour of music. And I said, "You know, if you like what I do, then, you know, we could work something out. And if not, then I'll be on my merry way." You know, that's that type of thing. And it worked out great. And you know, I just went in there and played the little saloon piano that they have there. Now for my performances, I bring a keyboard because I like to add drums and other things into the mix. But no, that's sort of how it happened. And again, great staff there. You know, it's these places all have something in common. There's always it's always about the people behind it. There's always, you know, people that just have big hearts for music that are, you know, kind, respectful, and that's what makes it happen. And Firewaters is no exception. They have a great staff, you know, great to work with, and that's what makes it all possible.
And so now, years ago, actually, I used to work at Carmine's many, many years ago,
Ah,
too many years ago, probably before you were born, who knows? But I
probably.
worked at Carmine's. I had a lot of good experiences over at the at Tropicana. I always thought they had a beautiful place and did a great job there. So I haven't been there in a while. But I have to make an appearance, especially maybe one of these nights when you're playing.
Yeah, come on out on a Sunday night.
Sunday night. That you went there, you took the shot, and I think that's it's very important. I always try to make sure people keep an eye on little hints. Like the little hint was, you said it was mother's friend driving by a billboard. Like these little things that happen that then lead to success. I think that there's no accident behind that. I think that it's meant to be, and
I
that
completely
whole
agree.
situation was really meant to be for you.
Absolutely. In fact, I thank God for it. You know, I trust in the Lord, and I'm very thankful for all the opportunities that He has given me, and I believe it was absolutely meant to be. And you know, and now we hope and pray that it leads to more, right? You always hope to expand and just continue to branch out and ultimately give more people joy through music, and that's the ultimate goal.
For those who are just popping in, just a reminder, you are watching Vinny Presents with guest Brian Wolbert. If you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to my channel. I appreciate it. Like, leave a comment, tell us what you think. And also make sure that you check out the description box where you will find all of Brian's links. You support him, get down to the Tropicana, and make sure you stop by and see him play. Now, where do you see yourself maybe the next few years, 5 years, 10 years? What would you like to accomplish, or what goal do you have?
You know, there's a lot of different paths that I could take. And, you know, in addition to performing, I think it's important that I note here that, you know, I also write my own music. I typically don't perform it live because there's a few reasons for that. Number one, I'm still trying to get some of my works copyrighted to protect them and such. But I'm also a producer and I also can run live sound. You know, I do a lot of these other things. That a lot of times, you know, when I'm on the performance stage, people don't, you know, necessarily know about. So, you know, I would love to, you know, maybe do production, although, you know, now with the advent of AI, that's definitely going to change the industry. It's going to change the business and how it all works. So maybe if I'm not directly in music production, maybe working for some company that is involved with it, but maybe more on the back end, you know, something more sustainable that way. Because music production is definitely going to change with AI. That's, I mean, it's, I think everyone knows now, you know, sort of the capabilities that it has, or at least the potential that it has. So maybe something in production, but also, you know, I always just want to continue performing, bring joy through music, you know, wherever I'm at. And whether that's, you know, local, whether that's big time, I'm not exactly sure yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, people tell me all the time, go on America's Got Talent, go on American Idol, do all these things. You know, they are complicated. Okay. There are, you know, some very detailed contracts involved. There's all kinds of things like that. You know, I definitely have considered it. I have not turned the opportunity down. I'm not saying no. I just haven't said fully yes yet. You know, we're trying to figure some things out there and decide if it's the right move. So, you know, there's a lot of different paths I could go. And right now I'm sort of looking at opportunities that are presented to me, as well as those, you know, in the local area for right now. But, you know, would I be willing to expand and do bigger things? If granted the opportunity, almost definitely. You know, I want to look at all the details, make sure it all works out, and take it as it comes.
That's great, man. You got a good head on your shoulders. You got a good risk management mentality, and that's good, man. That's good. That's a sign of a
Thank you.
good, not only a good performer, but you're a good businessman. Now, before we wrap up, I mean, I don't want I don't want to think about the idea, but someday that day may happen where tragically you may no longer be on the Ocean City Boardwalk. Is that ever a possibility, or will you be there till you can't walk anymore?
You know, I hope to be there as long as I can and as long as it makes sense. You know, as you said, you know, right now I'm 25, I'm a young guy. You know, and the personality fits. It's, you know, everything works, the look, the personality. But you know, I don't think I would be up there if I'm 50, 60, 70. I don't think I would do that. I don't think that's who I am as a person, but at the same time, you know, that doesn't mean I'm going to stop performing. It just means maybe not so much on the boardwalk in the kind of context that I do now. So I don't think it's a forever thing, but I think it's something that right now I certainly hope to continue at least for a few more years. And, you know, and depending on, you know, circumstances in life, things change. You know, goodness knows. I mean, I might be in Florida next year. God only knows, right? You know, you never know what's going to happen in life, you know. And so I'm not gonna make any kind of prediction like I'll be here in 5, 10 years. Because the truth is, I don't know. But do I want to be? Do I want to be performing on the boardwalk? I love it more than anything. It is. As much as I love Firewaters, you know, it could be quiet during the winter, and there's nothing like the boardwalk. It's just an incredible venue, incredible community, as we have discussed in depth here. And you know, I hope to do it for as long as I can, you know, and you know, I hope to definitely continue doing it. I love the community, and you know, as for how long, I'm not sure, but at least for a few more years, I would certainly hope so.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So get to the Ocean City Boardwalk this summer while he's still around, okay?
That's
Before
right.
you get on the national stage, as they say. But you know, Brian, with all joking aside, I mean, it's you got something about you. You have a good, honest character about you. I could see how you are, and that's why I'm delighted to have you on this program. I hope it helps you in your career, and I hope people that are watching. If you're anyone that maybe has a connection with something in the industry or maybe a business owner or something like that, please, I really encourage you to reach out to Brian and maybe hire him or maybe push him to some connection that might help him and his future out, because that's what we're about. This is also a community in itself, and I really like to see everybody helping one another out. Brian,
Thank you
any
so much,
last
Pete.
words? Thank you. Welcome. And what I'd like to also, I usually like to have some encouragement for the audience. So if you're a young person watching this, young girl or boy watching you, and they're maybe like my kids age 10, 12 years old, and they're watching and they play a little bit of an instrument or maybe they sing, but they're a little nervous. What would you say to encourage them?
Don't quit. That is the biggest thing I would say, because you know, there have been times I've been through a lot of stuff, and you can read about my full story on my website and everything and blah blah blah, but you know, I've been through a lot of stuff, and a lot of us have, but and I know there's people that have been through a lot more than me, you know, before I see that in the comments, like, no, I know there's people that have been through more than me, but with everything that I've been through, you know, there have been moments where you know you want to quit because you know, the business gets hard at times, or you know, you get rained out for 2 weeks in a row. It happens, you know, stuff like that happens. You know, you go through emotional stuff in your life, you know, family changes, you know, all kinds of things happen. And what I would just encourage you with, no matter what happens, don't quit. Keep trying, keep doing it. And even if you have to take a break for a while, that's okay. I did that once. There was like a year, I think, when I was 12, 13 or something, 13, 14, something like that, where I didn't play piano for like a while. And I came back. And let me tell you, I'm very glad that I did. And, you know, it's never too late to start again, not only for the children, but maybe you're 30, 40, 50. It's not too late. It's not too late to come back. And, you know, no matter what you're going through, I just want to encourage you also, like, you are worth it. You are loved. Your music is important. And what you do, if you're doing music and you're bringing joy to even a single person, you are doing art, and you are doing something beautiful that deserves recognition, that is absolutely worth all the time, effort, practice. It's all worth it, I promise.
Beautifully said, Brian. We're gonna leave that on a high note, man. Really beautifully said. And through the grace of God, I hope that you achieve all your dreams and more and beyond even what you dream of. So keep up the great work, Brian. And please, everyone, again, make sure you go to the description box, follow him, go to his website, support him in any way possible. Any last words, Brian?
I just hope that everyone here has a great day. And make sure you subscribe to Vinny from Vinny here. Vinny Presents. He's got the best YouTube channel for all the interviews of musicians, actors, all kinds of great people. Make sure you like and subscribe.
Thank you, Brian. You're a good man. You're the first person that's done that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well,
Absolutely.
ladies and gentlemen, thank you. You've been watching myself, Vinny, with the wonderful Brian Wilbert. And I really wish that you will continue to support my channel. And again, last appeal, Brian's the man. Get down to that Tropicana, get down to the Ocean City Boardwalk and support this young man. And for now, we're going to say goodbye. But remember, the important message, as Brian said, don't give up. Don't give up.
And
Thanks again,
the last
Brian.
word I could tell you, encourage someone, change a life, illuminate the future.
Beautiful. And guess what? Listen to those words because they're absolutely true and beautiful. Brian, thank you, everyone. Thanks again for watching. We'll see you next time.